Good morning. I welcome you all to worship service with God's loving Jesus Christ grace. My name is Jinu Chen. I'm the pastor of this St. Matthew's Church. You know, welcome you all as you are. You know, we believe God receives us as we are, and God has power and love to transform us, and God will send us to share God's good news with others. Please turn to your neighbor, you know, your friends and, you know, families, and tell them, God loves you, so do I, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen? Amen. Let us worship God. Praise the Lord.
A prayer for justice. Pray for those who are hungry. Pray harder for those who will not feed them. Pray for those who struggle each week to pay their bills. Pray harder for the wealthy who do not care. Pray for those who are homeless. Pray harder for those who deny them shelter. Pray for the sick and lonely. Pray harder for those who will not give them comfort. Pray for those who cry out for dignity. Pray harder for those who will not listen. Pray for those oppressed by unjust wages. Pray harder for those who exploit them. Pray for those who bear the yoke of prejudice. Pray harder for those who discriminate against them. Pray for those whose basic needs are denied. Pray harder for those who cater to the greedy and ignore those bound unjustly. Amen.
Let us praise the Lord for this song, Amazing Grace. Our God is amazing. Let us sing it out.
1, 2, 3. Well, welcome everybody, and we're just getting ready for Compassion Camp over here. It is tomorrow. JoJo, are you excited for VBS? I'm going to take that as a yes. So let's go to the table now.
Okay, we're here at the table. So one of the things we're going to be talking about this week at Compassion Camp is compassion.
Compassion.
So there is a verse in the Bible, and it is from 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. And it says, Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Cool, huh? So what does that mean? Well, we're going to be talking about compassion at camp. What's another word for compassion? Love.
Maybe.
Well, compassion includes love. It's one of the things. And one of the things about love also is God loves us, and so we love others. We love each other. And so when we love each other, we are showing the love of God. And God's love is big and deep and wonderful. And one of the ways you can think about it is, think about this as God's love. Now, when we talk about love, sometimes we use, like,
one drop.
Just one drop. So sometimes we love things a little bit. We should have got a little sturdy thing. There's lots of things that we love, but is God's love little or is it big? Is it kind of a light color or is it a deep color? Let's make it a deeper color. Deep.
But why do I want to drop
one? Oh, go ahead. Yeah, you can do it too. And so God's love is deep and goes deeper than just saying, I love fish sticks, or I love my doggy. Doggy is a little bit, can actually be very deep love. But God's love goes to the very core of who we are. And one of the things is God sees us and knows us completely and loves us for what we are. But it's also a different, it's like a special kind of love, so we're going to add a little special color to it. Why don't you make that? Just one drop. Yeah, you don't need much blue to make a lot of purple. Kind of a deep purple. How's that? It almost looks like grape juice. Or...
it's more black.
Tea. Well, let's go with that. Now, does God, when God gives us love and shows us love, does God give us a little bit of love? See, it was purple now. God gives us a little bit of love, and then we can share it with others, and then we run out, and then we got to take more. Is that how God's love works? Or is it more like God loves us, fills us up with so much love that it overflows? Overflows and spills out to everybody around us so that it just keeps filling up, and as we fill up, we share that love with others, and it just keeps going and going and going and going and going and going.
I'm going to pour it in now. Pour it in carefully and get inside so God is filling us up with so much love that it just spills out to everyone around us. And that's how God's love works. We actually... call that grace. God's love works that way. And one of the cool things is that just as God sees us and knows us as we are, and that's how that works, one of the ways in which we show love is by seeing and paying attention to the people around us, listening and hearing what other people's needs and concerns and joys are, and really watching and paying attention. We're going to talk a lot about that during VBS, because we need more compassion in our world, right? We need more love. We need to be more caring for each other. We need to show more. We're going to learn a big word called empathy. We need to show empathy for each other. So a very simple prayer. Do you want to pray with me?
And dear Jesus, help us to show love just like you show love to us. Amen.
A reading from Acts. The next day, as Cornelius' messengers were nearing the town, Peter went up on the flat roof to pray. It was about noon, and he was hungry. But while a meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw the sky open, and something like a large sheet was let down by its four corners. In the sheet were all sorts of animals, reptiles, and birds. Then a voice said to him, "Get up, Peter, go kill them and eat them." "No, Lord," Peter declared, "I have never eaten anything that our Jewish laws have declared impure or unclean." But the voice spoke again, "Do not call something unclean if God has made it clean." The same vision was repeated three times. Then the sheet was suddenly pulled up to heaven. Peter was very perplexed. What could the vision mean? Just then, the men sent by Cornelius found Simon's house. Standing outside the gate, they asked if a man named Simon Peter was staying there. Meanwhile, as Peter was puzzling over the vision, the Holy Spirit said to him, "Three men have come looking for you. Get up. Go downstairs and go with them without hesitation. Don't worry, for I have sent them." So Peter went down and said, "I am the man you're looking for. Why have you come?" They said, "We were sent by Cornelius, a Roman officer. He was a devout and God-fearing man, well-respected by all the Jews. A holy angel instructed him to summon you to his house so that he can hear your message." So Peter invited the men to stay for the night. The next day, he went with them, accompanied by some of the brothers from Joppa. They arrived in Caesarea the following day. Cornelius was waiting for them and had called together his relatives and his close friends. As Peter entered the home, Cornelius fell at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter pulled him up and said, "Stand up! I'm a human being, just like you." So they talked together and went inside, where many others were assembled. Peter told them, "You know it's against our laws for a Jewish man to enter a Gentile home like this or to associate with you. But God has shown me that I should no longer think of anyone as impure or unclean."
Who is the main figure besides God in this story, in today's scripture reading? Yes, Peter. He's a Jew, and he has been raised in a Jewish community and has been taught, do not enter a Gentile home. In whose name? In God's name. In the name of God. He has also grown up with the laws of his religion. Do not associate with the Gentiles. In whose name? In the name of God. Throughout his whole life, Peter has been taught not to associate with any Gentiles in the name of God until he has the experience which is introduced in today's scripture reading. Then why did the Jewish laws teach Peter not to associate with the Gentiles? Because the Jews considered themselves clean as they believed that they were God's chosen people while they believed Gentiles were the unclean. Then what's wrong with that? Isn't it something that is in the Old Testament? In the Old Testament era, God wanted God's chosen people to live God-centered life and to keep themselves away from the Gentiles' idol-worshipping practices. So God gave them a lot of regulations about what to eat and what not to eat. Clean and unclean. Clean and unclean foods in order to separate the Jewish God worshippers from the idol worshipping Gentiles. Are you following me? Those regulations were not about having the Jews judge and dehumanize the Gentiles. But unlike God's intention The Jewish believers made themselves obsessed with their self-righteousness to consider themselves clean while regarding the Gentiles unclean, as they took the scripture literally. We call it religious legalism. And Peter did the same. Peter has kept those laws and practiced them throughout his life. But in today's scripture reading, he is visiting a Roman officer whose name is Cornelius. He is visiting a Gentile, which is against the Jewish laws. What's going on here? What happened to Peter? As mentioned, Peter used to not to associate with Gentiles as he was faithful to the Jewish laws, which were based on the Jewish self-righteousness and religious legalism. He used to refuse God's will, love others in the name of God, because of his religious legalism. But God changed him. One day, Peter went up on the flat roof, which was a common place of prayers in the culture at the time. There, he fell into trance. He saw the sky open, something like a large paper was let down by its four corners. In the paper, all kinds of animals, reptiles, and birds were listed. Then he heard the voice to him, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat them." Of course, Peter refused this order because the list included those they were considered unclean according to the Jewish laws. So Peter declared, "No, Lord, nope. I have never eaten anything that our Jewish laws declared impure and unclean." Then the Lord spoke to him, "Do not call something unclean if God has made it clean." The same vision was repeated three times. Peter was puzzled over the vision. At the time, the Holy Spirit said to him, get up, go downstairs and go without hesitation with those who are looking for you. They were the ones whom a Roman officer, Cornelius, sent to Peter to invite him to his place. Then what did Peter do? He followed them to visit the Gentile Cornelius. Upon his arrival, Cornelius fell at Peter's feet and worshipped him. But this time, Peter pulled him up and said, "Stand up. Listen carefully. Stand up. I am a human being just like you." Can you imagine that? Do you see the change? Peter told Cornelius and his group, "You know it is against our laws for a Jewish man to enter a Gentile home like this or to associate with you. But God has shown me that I should no longer think of anyone as impure or unclean." After the vision mentioned earlier, Peter came to realize God's original purpose of the laws was not about judging, excluding, and dehumanizing the Gentiles. He came to know that both the Jews and the Gentiles were same human beings before God. Fast forward, guess what? The Bible states that Peter spent the rest of his life to share God's good news with the Gentiles. But Peter was not the only one who refused God's will in the name of God, which was loving others. Before his conversion, Paul used to persecute and kill so many Christians in the name of who? In the name of God. Because of his religious zeal and his religious legalism. Likewise, Christians before us refused God's will, love others in the name of God in our human history. For example, Crusades. The Crusades were a series of religious wars sanctioned by the Latin Church in the medieval period. They killed many people in the name of God because of their religious zeal. Today we may be doing the same as what Peter did, what Paul did, what many people named Christians before us did. What is it? Refusing God's will in the name of God. Today, God wants us to learn what God really wants us to do from Peter and Paul. Know that every single one of us is the same human being before God as God made all of us. Did you hear me? All of us in God's own image with God's tremendous love. And God wants us to treat one another with respect and human dignity. Unfortunately and sadly, so many people are feeling rejected by the Christian communities because Christians have told them, you are unclean and you don't belong to us. Probably we don't use the word clean or unclean, but we may think or say, even say, superior and imperial. Inferior. You don't belong here because of that. Because of this. Because we have refused God's will, love one another in the name of God. Christians have kicked so many people out of the faith communities in the name of Jesus Christ, who cares about them and loves them. Christians have rejected other God's children or considered them inferior to us because of their different skin colors, ethnicity, gender, ages, sexual orientations, socioeconomic or family background, and mental or physical abilities. Christians have done it because of self-righteousness based on religious zeal and legalism, like Peter before his visionary experience, and like Paul before his conversion experience, and like many other crusades Christians. How about you? How about me? How about us? Why would Jesus tell us today? Bishop Michael Curry said, love the neighbor you like and love the neighbor you don't like. Love the neighbor you agree with and the neighbor you don't agree with. Love your Democrat neighbor, your Republican neighbor, your black neighbor and your white neighbor, your Anglo neighbor, your Latino, your LGBTQ neighbor, love your neighbor. That's why we are here. That's why we are here. My beloved siblings in Christ, with all my heart, I am inviting you to examine how you are doing with the essence of Jesus Christ's love stories. Are you isolating and bullying and discriminating the people Jesus cares about and loves in the name of Jesus Christ? Or are you letting His love speak to all the people for whom God died on the cross because of His unconditional love? What are you doing with my love for you? Jesus is asking. What is your answer? When I saw the rainbow flag and the Black Lives Matter sign at our church front yard, I came to be very proud of being your pastor, even before meeting you. I'm grateful God has given me this wonderful opportunity to serve God and God's people with you all. At the same time, I would like to ask you these questions with my caring and loving heart for you. What do those signs mean to you? Does your life show the true meaning of those signs? Besides having them at our churchyard, what are you doing to let God's justice be the reality in your daily life? What are you doing to let Jesus Christ's love for all be experienced in others' lives? What are you doing with my love for all? Jesus is asking. What is your answer? Let us sing a hymn, Yesu, Yesu, and let us decide to do what pleases Jesus Christ.
Yes, amen.
It's time for prayer. I believe, you know, those who are in the chat room have made a request of prayer, and our Jim Maffey has sent me the prayer request here. Prayers for the upcoming VBS. Prayers especially that despite our distance from one another, we feel loved and connected with one another. Yes, as you may know, this week we have a VBS. So please take a look at our website and all the information are there. So please keep the children and all the volunteers and our teachers and the director. So please keep them in your prayers. Zoom and Flipgrid hopefully will help. And Betsy asked prayers, it was about the VBS, and comfort. Betsy asked prayers of comfort for her friend, Barbara, who has been admitted to Mass General Hospital after experiencing a very serious fall yesterday. Yes, so please keep Barbara in our prayers. And Judith then asked the continuing prayers for her cousin, Sheila Lohr, in Arizona, who is still making slow progress from severe burns and a stroke. So we pray for Sheila this morning and keep her and her family in your prayers, please. Praying for our next generation, opening their eyes and hearts to understand God's compassion towards everyone in the world, not only for certain groups or us. Amen. We pray for all the people, all God's children. Let us take a moment of silence and pray for our VBS and pray for Barbara, pray for Sheila, and pray for our next generation. Let us pray. We have one more prayer request. Let us pray for Sue's friend, Ellen, and her family, who just buried her 94-year-old beloved mother, Cressella. We pray for Sue, Ellen, and her family. And let us pray for ourselves as well. Some of us might have been taught by the church we grew up, we are superior to other certain groups of people for different reasons. Then today, God tells us, you are all my children. And God wants us to love one another, regardless, no matter what. So let us continue to pray for ourselves. So as Peter opened his eyes, we may open our eyes and see and do what God wants us to do. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. I have several announcements to share with you. So thank you today. We thank you, Sim and Jim, for beautiful music. And pray for Amy for your worship leadership. And also we again pray. Thank you, Susan and Wayne, for your dedicated ministry to make this worship, online worship possible. And if you have not, please sign up for Visual BVS. You know, again, you know, there are very detailed, you know, information on our website. Please check it out. And if you need and want pastor care, please email me or call me at my cell number. You know, you can find my cell phone number in our database. And also, I believe, you know, our office administration, Karen, has sent out email to all of you, you know, with my email, cell number. So please call me or email me. Then I'm willing to do so. I love to do so. And please join us for a visual coffee hour after the service. You know, if you need a password, please email me and I will give you the password. It's joyofnewengland@gmail.com. joyofnewengland@gmail.com. This is your first time? Please come in the virtual room so we can start, you know, getting connected and building a relationship together. Please do so. Now you go in peace, and as we go to our daily routine, you know, we want to bless each other through this song. Let us just sing it together. My siblings in this room, you know, the sanctuary, please join me in singing together. Okay? Good.
May the grace and peace of Christ be you, my friend. Go and share the love of God. Love them never ends.
Amen.